Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about floating stress away with affirmations. Recently, we've done a couple of different shows with affirmations, and I got a lot of feedback on them, and I thought I would do another show with affirmations that can help us to float. And you know what we mean by floating is that we are bringing our awareness of our body being more relaxed, actually physically relaxing our body. We can do that. We can will ourselves to do that. That's why we want to do that. And so when we use these affirmations, we can float with them, meaning we can let our whole body, all of our musculature, just let it relax. Or as Clara Weeks would say, to throw yourself in a chair like a wet noodle. Like, oh, I love that wet noodle feeling. Or float like a jellyfish, right? You would just let it go. We can do that. Now, the thoughts may still want to come, but we can tell our body to relax, even if it means we have to tighten it down first. Tighten your fists down and then relax them. Just want to remind our body that these muscles can relax. So let's look at these affirmations and at the same time, look at them while we are going to relax our muscles. And pick the one or two or however many that really have something to do with what floats your boat, so to speak, that makes you feel like, ah, I could hold on to that one. So I want to go through them and kind of chat about them, and then I want to go through them just to give you a nice relaxed feeling. The first one is, I am peaceful and relaxed. And just practice that when you use the word relaxed. Don't let it be a trigger to tighten up, like, oh, who thinks I can relax? If I could relax, I would relax. Or don't do that. Give yourself a different message. Have relaxed mean I'm letting go of whatever muscles I can. If that means letting my shoulders relax, do that. The next one is, I build a strong support network. I talk about my feelings with my family and friends. I share laughter and fun activities. I ask for help when I need it. This is a good one for those of you who are looking for support. You are building a strong support network. Say it like you mean it. Just coming here, you are helping yourself to build a support network because you can plug into this at any time. And then you will also build that strong network in your life, in your real life. The next one is I move my body. So working out uses up restless energy. It takes your mind off your troubles. It helps you to feel more cheerful after you visit the gym. I am putting my hand up here. I have found out that visiting the gym is my go-to now. Like, I just feel like a million bucks after I have gone to the gym. So maybe that will work for you too, moving your body. The next one is I give myself some downtime. Now, we just had an episode recently about some solitude, about alone time. So give yourself some realistic expectations and find a place where you can go to not be overwhelmed and where you can take a break. Some other affirmations around that could be, I sit down to eat. I actually use my vacation days. How many people? My father used to stack up his vacation and sick days. My sister has done that also. Like, people, yeah, let's use these. Let's stay healthy. The next one I have is, I enjoy the great outdoors. Spending time in nature makes me happier and healthier. I take a walk around the block during my lunch hour. I go hiking or play golf on the weekends, or pick your sport, right? The next one is, I experiment with different relaxation methods to find what works for me. I might be satisfied with soaking in a warm bath or drinking a cup of tea. And I want to comment here because many times I hear from people who are not part of our ACP family of listeners, but maybe in other organizations or talking about other things. And they are talking about, oh, they tell you to do all these things. Who can do all these things? Do this, do that. You have a laundry list of things you have to do to relax and to feel better and to eliminate some of your stress. Well, we don't have to do all of them. We are only experimenting with what works for us. And that could be as simple as soaking in a warm tub or drinking a cup of tea. Or it could be more complex. We're all different. And you know what else is going to change? What works for you today may change, and you may want to pick up something new as a self-care habit in the future. It's okay to experiment, but of course you don't need to have a laundry list of things that you are checking off your to-do list every morning as your rituals. Don't complicate this. It's just the opposite. We want to relax into this. Now, let's get back to these affirmations. I simplify my life. I cut back on my commitments. I clear away clutter. I consume less. I love those. Here's some more. I replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. I collect quotes that comfort and inspire me or invent my own. This was very important to me. I started collecting quotes, oh my goodness, decades ago. And I love them. It's a treasure trove of quotes that have served me over the years. Most things have been already said, and most people have said them better than I can. So I have loved to collect these and keep them handy and read them when I need inspiration myself. I practice my spiritual faith. Prayer helps me to focus on my purpose and overcome my fears. Prayer can be very, very helpful. Prayer, your spiritual life, maybe you chant, maybe you sing gospel. Like, please do what works for you. Bring your spirituality into your healing. It is very important. Today, I let go of tension and frustrations. I cultivate gratitude and patience. I accept all things as they are. I am calm and composed. I love those. And there are some questions that you can ask yourself. How does stress affect my physical and mental well-being? These are good for your journal. How does my diet affect my stress level? It's a really good thing to keep a dietary log along with your stress level and see if there are any connections, any dots that you can connect. And thirdly, what kind of music helps me to relax? I would love to have you answer those in your journal. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches Podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Now let's get back to our affirmations so that we can float, remembering to let our body relax. We can will this. Get comfortable. See if you can put a little bit of a smile on your face and let these wash over you. I am peaceful and relaxed. I build a strong support network. I talk about my feelings with family and friends. I share laughter and fun activities. I ask for help when I need it. I move my body. Working out uses up restless energy and takes my mind off my troubles. I feel more cheerful after a visit to my gym. I give myself some downtime. I set realistic expectations that keep me from becoming overwhelmed. I take breaks between meetings and errands. I sit down to eat. I use up my vacation and sick days if needed. I enjoy the great outdoors. Spending time in nature makes me happier and healthier. I take a walk around the block during my lunch hour. I go hiking or play golf on weekends. I experiment with different relaxation methods to find what works for me. I might be satisfied with soaking in a warm bath or simply drinking a cup of tea. I simplify my life. I cut back on my commitments. I clear away clutter. I consume less. I replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. I collect quotes that comfort and inspire me, or I invent my own. I practice my spiritual faith. Prayer helps me to focus on my purpose and overcome my fears. Today, I let go of tension and frustrations. I cultivate gratitude and patience. I accept things as they are. I am calm and composed. And I want to point out that one of the beauties of these kinds of affirmations is that we are filling ourselves with things that matter. Now, maybe all of these don't matter to you. I'm saying you will pick what matters to you, what is important for you, or make your own, which is a wonderful practice. But what we are doing is steering the ship. We're not just letting go of the wheel and letting the winds of life circumstances and troubles move the boat around. We are holding the wheel into the direction that we choose. We're not just letting life toss us about. What happens when we are anxious and worried is that we often are so filled with the problems and the challenges that we have triggered our amygdala and all of our energy is going into getting to safety. And we lose the energy to the prefrontal cortex, our executive functioning, which helps us to problem solve. So the answer is to give less energy to the problem and let us have a little more in our reserves so that we can actually problem solve. This can be helpful in your journal to write down your anxious thoughts and problem solve them, not write them and go back and reread them or keep them for safekeeping, but just on the other side of the page, write some problem solving, like shift from the problem to searching for a solution. It's just a time to be spitballing, maybe put all kinds of ideas down. Doesn't have to be anything that even is going to be put into action, but you are moving out of the difficulty and moving into the solution. It is important that we start looking that way. We want to stay away from always trying to get rid of our anxiety and just start filling ourselves with things that matter to us and problem solving, like I just mentioned. What happens is when we are anxious, we are always trying to get rid of those feelings and we're not floating. We're not doing affirmations. We're concentrating and focusing on the problem and how to get rid of it. Versus solving a problem is different than getting rid of it. Anxiety will tell you that you have got to get rid of these feelings right now or you're going to die. That's the underlying feeling. It's over. We have to get rid of this. Well, it's not. We feed our anxiety over and over again by going from point one, which is, let's say I have to speak in front of the class. I have to speak tomorrow in front of the class. And then we go to point number two, which is, what if something bad happens? That's anxiety. To number three, oh my God, that scares me. That oh my God thing, or here we go, that scares me. Here we go. Now we're on the cycle. That takes us to number four. I can't handle that. takes us to number 5, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it, which then takes us to number 6. Phew, well, that feels better. I'm not going to do it. It's solved. It's over. But what we have really done is just come right back to number 1 again. I have to, and fill in the blank. Because we're going to have to do something else. We have not solved anything. All we have done is avoided. We've gotten rid of the nasty feeling because we're avoiding, but it didn't solve anything. We are going to have to face that fear of speaking in front of the class or something equivalent at some point. And of course, we're going to have feelings about it. But what we want to learn to do is through floating and using affirmations and things like this, what we want to learn to do is to be able to handle it. I can handle that. What if something happens? I can handle that. And I'll handle it when it happens. We don't go into the, oh my God, that scares me. What if something bad happens? That will scare me. We will handle it. And we get there bit by bit. So I hope that you will keep coming back so that you can keep getting more and more little ways how you can get there. Because the fear is contagious. It feeds itself and it comes back over and over again. Like I have said many times in this show, is that the worry and anxiety is predictable and it's persistent. It's going to keep coming back until we don't have to worry about it anymore. We don't care. We don't care if it comes. We're going to relax our muscles and we're going to do what we have to do. Because we have figured out the things that we need to pay attention to and the things that are just our amygdala pushing the emergency button. Speaking in front of the class is not a cause for the emergency button. Life or death situations is the emergency button, not public speaking. Anyway, I hope you will keep coming back. I love being here with you. I love the email that you send. So let me know what you want to hear. I'd love to have you send your questions in, and maybe I will read one of them on the air. And now for today's quote. The nearer a man comes to a calm mind, the closer he is to strength. And that's from Marcus Aurelius. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.
I'd like to invite you to our exclusive group coaching membership. It's an opportunity to join a community of like-minded individuals that are committed to achieving their personal goal of living with more peace and calm. Our membership program offers you the chance to connect with a group of individuals who are dedicated to clearing their chronic stress, anxiety, and panic while living with joy. You'll have the opportunity to participate in live group coaching sessions with me. By becoming a member, you also gain access to exclusive resources and materials designed to support your healing, well-being, and growth. These include skill sheets, access to all the Anxiety Coaches Podcast episodes ad-free, and perhaps the most significant benefit of our membership program is the support and accountability that comes from being part of a group of like-minded individuals who are all striving towards similar goals. You'll be able to share your experiences and insights with coaches and group members, receive feedback and advice, and build relationships with people who share your desire to live with freedom from anxiety, worry, and negative thoughts. Start overcoming anxiety today and make it last a lifetime. Sign up for our group coaching membership today and take the first step toward unlocking your full potential for more peace and calm. Go to acpgroupcoaching.com. I'd love to see you in the group. acpgroupcoaching.com. The link is in the show notes.